There's been a great deal written about customer lifetime value. And as you know, it's a prediction of the net profit attributed to future relationships with the customer and potentially the customers they refer. In the traditional real estate market, where relationships drive almost every transaction, where referrals are at the heart of your future business, there's never been a better time to revisit and commit to remembering and to leverage the idea of customer lifetime value. While some technology is important to your business, don't forget it is not of the heart of what you do if you're a traditional realtor or own a company where that you're known for that. The heart of what you do is the relationship. And let's be clear, it is not at the heart of primarily technology-driven companies. It's not the contract that they're making with their customers. The contract they're making with their customers is you will use this fast and easy way to buy a home and use my services, and I'll forfeit some dollars to do business with you because then that allows me to treat you like cattle. You're signing up to be treated like that. And that's just the deal, so no hard feelings. That's the contract. It's the same contract you do with Costco, and you're okay with that. You don't expect someone to explain the differences between various pieces of luggage they have on aisle four. You have to do your own homework and decide for yourself. So back to the point of your individual traditional realtor. You have to choose. Don't get lost in the technology and forget the primary reason that people will choose you. It's because it's an entirely different contract or set of expectations that the client has when they're coming to you. It's the value proposition, and it's a good one, but it comes with definite expectations, a definite expectation of a relationship, of that you're going to listen, that you're going to understand the problem with the client first, not trying to just rush to your solution. Trying to solve, dig deeper into how you can help their core problem. Is it schools, expenses, neighbors, convenience, quiet? You become the expert in that, and that builds trust towards a wow factor during their experience with you. And that builds referrals, which builds customer lifetime value. So, do we really take customer value, lifetime value seriously? Do we really let that concept, which is quite profound when you measure its impact in your business, do we let it change our culture? Do we let it change our hiring? Do we let it change the way we interact with everyone we come in contact with, our agents, our managers, our community, our clients? If you take it seriously, if you truly realize its significant value, how must it then inform the way you conduct your training, your coaching, and each transaction? My guess is that those who truly get it are compelled to train and coach and hire, not for the quick, cheap, easy transaction, although those are nice when they occur, but to develop a reputation of a company of agents and managers who are known, who are liked, and who are trusted. Because we all know this is what drives referrals in the traditional model, nothing else. Dean Jackson talks about how we all know this intuitively. The only reason you refer someone to a movie or to a restaurant is to, or to your very gentle, understanding dentist in your neighborhood isn't to make your dentist or favorite restaurant feel good, but to make you feel good. Because you want to know they've taken your wonderful advice and gone to that dentist or that movie, that experience. And you want to know that they've done it. To build a company with customer lifetime value like that, an agent lifetime value like that, you must build a culture where homeowners and agents will feel good referring their friends to you. And if you want that, you must do what it takes to build a company that earns it. And it's possible, very possible, you just have to start with that as the goal in mind and build backwards from there.